And that's music from Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band on KUVO. Fee-fi-fo from the Wayne Shorter classic that's taken from Earth Dance. And then before that, Dexter Gordon with Cheesecake from the Blue Note classic Go. And we started off this set with Cassandra Wilson with Blue Skies from the self-titled release. Right now it is 3:32 at your Oasis in the City. Kim Berry here, and I have some very, very special guests in the on-air studio with me. Now we're going to do this right. Chie Imaizumi.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to be working on that all day, but it's a, it's a beautiful name. And we also another wonderful special guest, Mr. Greg Gispert, here in the on-air studio. Good to see you again.
Good to be here again, Kim.
Absolutely. Chia is in town. Actually, you're back and you're living in L.A. now, right?
Yes.
And you have a very strong connection to Denver. She's in town because she is presenting her little big band featuring Randy Brecker and Greg Gispert. That's going to be at Dazzle, and Gift of Jazz is presenting this on Wednesday, September 27th, with shows at 6:30 and 9 o'clock. And Thursday, September 28th, shows at 6:30 and 9 o'clock as well. Tell us about your connection to Denver and Greg, for example.
So Denver, I used to live in Denver. I was living in Denver from, I think, 2007 through 2010. And Greg, I met through Maria Schneider. I went to see Maria Schneider's concert in New York at Jazz Standard, and Greg was one of the trumpet players, and I gave him my demo CD I recorded when I was in college, and he listened to it, and we started creating music together.
That's incredible, especially somebody like Greg. I mean,
I'm so lucky.
Well,
I'm thankful.
Chie told me to be honest, not to be nice, be honest. And I loved her music. And we brought it to Donald at Dazzle, the original Dazzle. And he gave us a chance, and we recorded the debut album right here in Denver shortly after that.
You know, now what's your connection to Randy Brecker as well?
Well, I was born and grew up in Japan, and when I was like 13 years old, my music teacher took me to a concert that was in Tokyo, and that was Brecker Brothers' concert.
Oh, wow.
But back then, like, I was playing organ, and I was only playing classical music or Japanese music. I've never listened to foreign music, like American music, European, you know, classical music, yes, but... Mm-hmm. You know, American music. Mm-hmm. And when I went to see that concert, I was like, wow, what is that? It's so colorful. The smokes are going on the stage and everyone's dancing. I was like, what is this? And I told my teacher, like, I want to do music, something like that. I pointed out the stage. And that's how I started listening to Randy's music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after that, I moved to America, and Greg... It's friend with Randy, and Greg introduced Randy to me, and
And I've known Randy since 1990, when we played in the eight trumpet player trumpet section.
Oh my!
And he's always been a hero, and he's such a great mentor, and more than that, such a just an incredible human being. He's just absolute. Genuine truth and love personified.
Absolutely. That's that Philly thing.
Yeah, it is.
Philadelphians, they're pretty straight up and down. Now, it's really interesting, Chaya, I'll get it right. And forgive me for that as well.
It's okay.
Being in Japan, now you think Japan, they have such a strong love for jazz. I mean, they revere jazz. When jazz musicians go over to Japan, they're like the Beatles or something like that. The truth. So it's interesting. You were never exposed to jazz at all except at that Brecker Brothers concert?
Right, correct.
Wow. What other artists did you delve into after you became enamored with the Brecker Brothers?
Well, I was introduced to Stevie Wonder's music, some big band, the GRP All-Star Big Band.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Michel Camilo, right. And, of course, Bill Evans and Miles Davis and, you know, classics.
It's like a tree. It goes on and on and on and on.
Yes.
Who are some of your influences in terms of arranging and composing? Is there anyone that you took inspiration from? Or
Randy Brecker. Brecker. Maria Schneider.
Yeah, and that's a great influence mm-hmm. as well. Tell us about some of your challenges being a woman in the jazz world. We know sometimes, you know, people. I remember someone telling me once. I met a guy who was a program director at a jazz station in Greece, of all places, and he just was flabbergasted when he met me, and he says, "Well, many women don't like jazz," and that's when I immediately got my hat up. What do you mean?
Who said
no,
that?
Jazz. No, he goes, "Jazz is too aggressive for them." I'm like, "What is he talking about?"
No.
Not exactly. No, when we have ears like you do, what are some of the challenges that you faced being a woman?
Sometimes I write music, I write it from my heart. Sometimes it's too much, like loneliness or adversity or, mm-hmm. you know, lots of feelings. And sometimes that's too much for people, like, oh, that's so cute, or, oh, that's too, too
Emotional.
That's the point, though.
That is the point.
And, you know, some people really love my music, but some people don't, you know. And I think that's any artist.
And speaking of music, if you're listening, I'm Kim Berry, and we are joined by Chia. I'll get
it.
God forgive me. And you are so gracious with this. Imaya Zumi, she's presenting her little big band featuring Greg Gisbert, who is also here with us, and the great Randy Brecker. They're performing at Dazzle on Wednesday, September 27th, which shows at 6:30 and 9 p.m. Also, Thursday, September 28th, 6:30 and 9 p.m. We're going to get into something from your release, A Time of New Beginnings. Information Overload is a tune on your Oasis in the City. Yes, indeed. That was music from Chie Imazumi. That's from A Time of New Beginnings, Information Overload. And when we were listening to that, I said there are just so many different moods and textures just in that, what was it, 7-minute tune?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's amazing. What inspired it? Can you?
This piece was my expression of the confused soul. We live in a world that is constantly changing, and it's hard to keep up with new things like technologies, mm-hmm. AI, SNS now, Instagram, Facebook. So, yes.
Okay. And, Greg, I'm not going to repeat anything. You've been telling me some amazing stories about being with Buddy Rich. I mean, we should talk about that sometimes. I know he just laughs like, I mean, that's like, that's boot camp. I would think that's jazz boot camp. You can't get any tougher than that. So.
They used to call us the Marine Big Band.
I believe it.
All the other jazz bands made fun of us because they said it was like boot camp.
Exactly. You know, how did you become involved with Gift of Jazz?
So when I was living here in Denver, Donald started Gift of Jazz. Donald and David Foreman, They started Gift of Jazz, and they asked me to be a creative artistic director and create the adult education program with them. And that's how I started to get involved. So I used to do clinics or the teaching at Dazzle mm-hmm. every Saturday morning.
Are you still teaching in LA?
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing. Did you write any new music for the shows on Tuesday and Wednesday? Wednesday and Thursday?
Yes.
Give us a preview, like give us an idea? Or?
Well, I have a dog. Her name is Dukesa. So
like
I wrote
Duke
a song.
Ellington?
No.
Did you say Duke?
Dukesa.
Dukesa. Okay.
Dukesa, D-U-K-E-S-S-A.
Okay.
And she, my friend Greg knows my dog Dukesa very well. So mm-hmm. he'll be doing his her howling and on trumpet.
Oh, my.
That's a beautiful song that she wrote. And she's also, what is it, your range, what, of Randy Brecker's?
Yes, one of Randy's composition.
Called Sponge. And there you go.
You know, who's in the big band, other than, of course, the great trumpeters, Greg
and
Randy?
Well, I can rattle off the personnel for you.
Sure.
And it's actually a 6-horn and 5 rhythm band. So the Trumpets are myself and Peter Olstead. We have Zach Rich on trombone. Saxophones are Jared Cathy on alto, John Gunther on tenor, and Allison Young on baritone. The rhythm section is Leo Corona on percussion, Mike Gabbin on guitar, Mark Simon on bass, Paul Romaine on drums, and Sonia Walker on piano.
That's incredible.
And Randy Brick on trumpet.
And our guest star.
That's incredible.
And Chie Yamaizumi. All original music.
That's a beautiful thing. If you just joined us, we have some very special guests in the studio, Chie Yamaizumi and Greg Ginsberg. They're going to be, well, actually, you're doing a residency at Dazzle.
This is the final two nights of a dream come true residency. Mm-hmm. And so far, we're just tearing it up there. And I know this is going to be the exciting, even beyond our wildest dreams, musically and otherwise, because the music is fantastic and the people are genuine, every single person. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to meeting everybody and playing music for everybody.
That's
and put a shout
thing.
Out to Donald at Dazzle and a shout out to Gift of Jazz and Dave Froman for getting this thing happening.
If you'd like to definitely go on Wednesday, there's a show at 6:30, also a show at 9 o'clock. And Thursday, September 28th, there's a show also at 6:30 and 9 o'clock. Right now it's 3:51 at your Oasis in the City. Take a brief look at what's happening out on the roadways. There's a crash off the right shoulder, I-25 northbound approaching Hampton Avenue, U.S. 285 exit. 201, however, there's only a 5-minute delay, but you still want to avoid that area. The weather for this afternoon, sunny with a high of 85. Tonight, mostly clear, low 52. Right now in downtown Denver, it is 82 degrees. I loved having you here. You should have come. I would love to have the whole hour with you guys.
I would love that. Please.
Well, so again, Chie.
Yes.
You can slap me after this. Chie Yamaizumi, her little big band featuring Randy Brecker and Greg Ginsberg, performing at the new Dazzle, the Dazzle Denver, the Performing Arts Complex. That is on Wednesday, September 27th, 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Thursday, September 28th, 6:30 p.m., 9 p.m. Great trumpet section. Just along with Randy and Greg, that's a beautiful thing. We will close out with something from, both 6:30 shows are sold out? Okay, and so you can only go to the 9 o'clock show. That's even better. That's great. That's a beautiful thing. We're going to close after we handle some business with her release with the tune Round and Round. Again, you can see her and her big band, her little big band, featuring Randy Brecker and Greg Ginsberg, Wednesday, September 27th, Thursday, September 28th. Again, both 6:30 shows are sold out, and only the 9 p.m. shows. Tickets are available only for 9 p.m. Thank you again for coming. I wish I could have talked to you longer.
And thank you
really
for having me. Having
beautiful us. Meeting you, and beautiful meeting your husband as well.
Yay, Greg.
And beautiful to see you again, too.
Thank you, Kim.
All right. We're going to take it away with the path. Not the path, I'm sorry. Round and round on your Oasis of City. But first, a pause for the cause.